Welcome to the Poetry Break. I'm Mark Harshman, and today we will be looking at William Bronk. Although Bronk has a devoted following, I suspect his readership remains small, though his work was once highly regarded, having won the National Book Award for Poetry in 1981 before his death in 1999. I struggle to find a way to describe the attraction I feel for this most difficult of American poets. Do not look here for that touchstone of modernist poetry imagery, nor even for the obvious metaphor. But nonetheless, Bronk's spare language achieves a spectacularly heartbreaking beauty. Perhaps it's the way he uses syntax to evoke the nuances of being alive, an accomplishment unrivaled by any writer anywhere, poet or novelist, wringing from the shape of a sentence a certain resonant human empathy, as he does in this short poem, Our Helpless Wonder. All right, so say it's a kind of flat plane we live on, like that, not much there, and then, no warning, a mountain on it. There is. What can we do? We walk around. We look. There's a nagging sense of real truth lurking inside the mystery of these puzzling poems. Hypotheses. If this world were, I suppose it were much as we think it is. There are parts, of course, we have yet to work out, things no one knows for sure. Someone always comes up with something, though. We too, I suppose, if we were, that this is what we were. I like to read about the various claims, talk to people, see what might have been if we were, if the world were. Again, as in so many of Bronk's poems, there is this ruthless search for meaning and beauty, the aria. He lets us into a room which must be any room in an ordinary house on a street where buses, perhaps, go past us, or once we arrive just too late to watch a parade. This is a city, anyway, where we always seem to be at the wrong season. The weather is bad and our friends are somewhere else. Here in the room, though, there is a fragrance we had all but forgotten from somewhere. And all around us, a great ingathering of lovely things from such long distances of time and space, we marvel to see again, and for once together, what we have failed before to connect. Or so it seems. Does it matter that on a second look, the room is empty? Or if not that, that the things that are gathered here are things we never saw before? No. With what sweet eloquence these objects speak, and ask no reply, for listen, it is we, ourselves, who sing. And out of such hard seeing as Bronk frequently gives us, there returns always this sense of beauty, the tell. I want to tell my friends how beautiful the world is. Not but what they know. It is terrible, too. They know as well as I. But nevertheless, I want to tell my friends. Because they are, and this is what they are. And because it is, and this is what it is. You are my friend. The world is beautiful. Dear friend, you are. I want to tell you so. These poems were taken from Life Support's new and collected poems, William Bronk, North Point, San Francisco, 1982. You've been listening to The Poetry Break. I'm Mark Harshman. Thanks for listening. Wishing you good words in the air and on the page.